Believers in Sri Lanka face growing challenges. Christians are disappointed with the U.S. Religious Freedom Commission. And music brings Christian education to South Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, attacks against churches are spiking again in Sri Lanka. Glenn Penner is a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Although the attacks are not directly connected, he says the persecution is a symptom of another problem that they're more concerned about.
The most disturbing aspect is that the anti-conversion legislation is once again being discussed in Sri Lanka. You know, at a time when the government is increasingly preoccupied with rising conflicts with the Tamil Tigers. It actually hasn't come to the House yet, but discussions are taking place as to whether it should be implemented.
In less than a month, three churches were hit by mobs, Buddhist monks who are pushing for a nationalist state incited the riots.
Pray for church leaders as they seek to leak their church in the midst of this uncertainty that has gripped the country. Christians are the one group in this country that bridge both of the major ethnic groups in Sri Lanka. And hence, they have a unique opportunity to bring peace to this troubled nation.
Next, Christians weary of state-backed persecution in India are disappointed with the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. They failed to name India in its 2006 recommendations as a country of particular concern. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, says the U.S. is being hypocritical.
We're trying to promote reform in countries that we're against, but in our friends, we kind of turn a blind eye to it. And I just feel that that's inconsistent. And I know that our brothers and sisters in India and all those that have been monitoring the situation are somewhat disappointed that we didn't take the opportunity in 2006 to create this additional pressure on India to make changes.
The All India Christian Council reports at least 75 anti-Christian attacks so far this year. Mueller tells us what's driving them.
Recognizing that 80-some percent of India is Hindu, these nationalists feel that that's what makes India India.
Hundreds of thousands of Indians, especially Dalits, are converting to Christianity, which is also driving the hatred. You're listening to Mission Network News. God is doing some great things in India as Teen Missions International trains nationals to reach out with the gospel at home and throughout Southeast Asia. Teen Missions' Bob Land says reaching India is strategic.
India is such a vast country. And certainly we need to reach India because they say, you know, that in 2010 that the population of India is going to be greater than the population of China. And so we really need to reach out there.
In one area of India, God has raised up young people willing to take a bold step in their evangelistic witness. Bland tells of their future plans.
We will be running a boot camp there and sending those national kids just across the border into Burma because they are the same language type group and cousins. So it's an open door for us to reach into Burma.
Pray for teams as they face constant opposition and persecution. Meanwhile, Worldwide Christian Schools is behind a compilation CD of original spiritual songs from South Africa that aims to support Christian education. Africa Outreach Christian School has grown to accommodate more than 70 students from the greater community. Classes are in temporary structures on the church grounds, so they're raising money to build a classroom addition. Because of the only Christian school in this black community, their ministry is unique. Go to our website if you'd like to help. And Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, is wrapping up their spring work project this week. Teams are getting supplies packed for this summer's mission trips to Moldova, Central Asia, Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, and Uganda. They're also packing emergency relief in response to still recovering disaster zones. Without volunteers to help, GAIN would have trouble keeping up with the aid requests. That could translate into missed opportunities to reach people with the love and hope of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip on the left where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the short-term mission database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.